Welcome to today's People's Bank. Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Perry Bell. On today's program, I speak with Meredith Clark, Knoxville Community Service Officer, about spring cleanup reminders. I'm with Meredith, and today, Meredith, we'll talk about spring reminders of what to do around the house and commercial building inspections and what people can expect and what some of the rules and regulations are.
Yeah, each year in the spring, you know, we like to remind residents just a few of our local codes that people call about oftentimes. The biggest thing, I guess, is about grass and weeds. The cutoff for that is 8 inches, so we ask that people have their grass and their lawns taken care of before it reaches, you know, 8 inches or greater. If yards don't get taken care of, the city, you know, does come in and do that, and there's a fee assessed to the owners. So most people do take care of their yards pretty well, but every now and then the city does have to check on some.
And part of the reason why you're talking about this is you're the community service officer, right?
Yep, that's correct. Yep, so a big part of my job is enforcing city ordinances and city codes to keep Knoxville safe and healthy and thriving.
And looking good.
Yep, yeah. Another question we get a lot is about burning. So burning leaves and small branches, that is allowed in town, as long as you're burning on your own property, not in the alley or the street. And we ask that an adult is always present for safety reasons, and a water source is always nearby as well. We do have a pretty good ordinance though about burning trash. Trash is never allowed to be burned. It does have to be picked up by a licensed hauler.
It just doesn't smell good for your neighbors either, does it?
Nope. Doesn't make you very popular in the neighborhood.
What is it about garbage cans?
Yep. So another thing with the garbage cans, a lot of times people will lose the lids one way or another. And then it ends up that we have trash blown around the yards, and neighbors are calling and complaining because the neighbor's trash is blowing into their yard. So we like to remind people to make sure you have lids on your garbage cans and make sure that all of your trash is wrapped up in a bag.
And if you don't, there's all kinds of animals can get in that garbage and create a mess too.
Yep, it definitely creates larger issues, so.
And what can you say about dogs?
Yeah, with the weather being nice, obviously, you know, people are out more, kids are out more as well. So we just like to remind everybody, you know, if you're gonna have dogs or your pets outside for a walk, just make sure that they are on a leash. If your dog does need to run, you know, we've got the dog park, which is, you know, a great resource to have here in town. And then just to remind everyone also, you know, clean up after your dog. People get pretty upset when, you know, when people are walking by and they don't clean up after their dogs, and then they have to go out into their yard and clean it up. So just be courteous to the neighbors.
And there are certain places dogs are not allowed to be.
Yep, that's right. So in the city parks, you know, like Ald Park, Kiwanis Park, dogs are not allowed there, and cemeteries as well.
And soon it'll be East Park, or is that still considered a park, isn't it, out in the eastern country?
Yeah, yep.
And Veterans Park will be added onto this list.
Yeah, yeah, we're growing.
A lot of parks in town to be in charge of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what about house numbers?
Yeah, so the fire department had talked to us, you know, a couple years ago about really trying to enforce our code as far as addresses being posted near the front entrance of homes. And it's really important. It seems like it's nitpicky, but it's extremely important for people to have house numbers that are visible from the street for police officers and for, you know, fire, EMS. So when they need to find you in a hurry, it's not one more thing they have to try to think about, is finding the exact house that they're called to.
And that pretty much takes care of most of the reminders of what you got to do in the spring, right, for your job?
Yep, the big ones at least.
Okay. Is there anything else you can think of in that area?
I think, you know, just everyone remembering, you know, be mindful of your neighbors and, you know, help take care of Knoxville. You know, we're really growing. We have a lot of really positive changes going on, and it's just important that, you know, we really showcase the best of ourselves.
And let's talk a little bit about commercial building inspections that are coming up.
Yep. So commercial building inspections are going to start April 3rd, weather pending. Hoping to wrap those up before May, hopefully. We'll see how it goes with the weather. But we started doing these commercial inspections last year, so this is our second year doing those. The city had adopted the commercial property minimum maintenance ordinance, and that is basically intended to preserve the structural integrity of the buildings and property values while assuring a clean, attractive, and safe community for all of Knoxville. So when we go out and do these inspections, we're looking at the exteriors of the buildings. So we're checking for signs of deterioration, checking that walks and the parking areas are safe and properly maintained, that doors and windows are weather tight, stairs and steps are in compliance with the requirements of the International Building Code. We're checking that foundations and walls are kept in proper repair and weather tight, and also that, you know, the yard areas are free from any kind of debris or refuse. So we're really, really excited to do those again this year. We last year when we did this, and then we went back and kind of followed up a couple months later, there was a lot of good things coming from this. A lot of property owners were really stepping up and working on their buildings, and so that was really great to see.
And a lot of this is all about community pride.
Right, yep.
And that's part of what you're doing with your job. You're trying to help keep the community looking nice and sharp for when people come to town.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, obviously with the race, you know, the raceway, we do see a lot of people here, especially in the summer. But even, you know, just for those of us, you know, that live here and work here and spend time in the community, you know, we want it to be at its best. So that's what these codes are for.
Well, Meredith, I want to thank you for your time, and we'll get a lot of good information out to the public.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks to Meredith Clark for joining us on today's People's Bank Let's Talk Knoxville. People's Bank in Knoxville, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Indianola, and more. Service you expect from people you trust. Member FDIC. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at kniacareless.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.